This group of five Merrick Boyd drawings have been selected as they particularly talk to the fantastic forms in the Stephen Benwell works. Of comparable size, the drawings have been framed together, placed horizontally on white mount board with an outer surround of light colour timber that measures 540 by 1,545 millimetres. The dates of the drawings are unknown. The colours in this group of five somewhat muted. Three focus on landscape. One is a drawing of a cat, the other a sketchbook page of birds. The first in line is a double-paged or folded watercolour. Brush strokes are fluid and watery, capturing a sense of abundant foliage and green grasses, alongside a stand of tall trees on the left. Touches of blue and yellow in the sky and middle distance on the right complement the greens of the dense treescape and play against a darker brown used in the foreground and amongst the stand of tall trees on the left. The second drawing uses subtle layers of thin dark watercolour to produce a vertical landscape of browns and grey-blue hues seen to move with ploughed lines of striated texture. From near the middle of the composition, pale upright tree trunks grow in a line to the right of the watercolour. The tallest tree on the right is topped with a curvaceous sweep of green and black foliage that appears to blow in the wind. The middle drawing is a cat, rendered in black, green and blue coloured pencil. This textural work uses detailed, short directional lines to describe the fur. The cat's body arches high on the upper part of the drawing. Its short tail neatly curves up to fit into the upper left corner of the page. Its head is lowered as if stretching its neck downwards. Four legs of the cat end in a near straight row just below the middle of the drawing. The lower part is negative space. Several water stains mark the lower edges of the buff-coloured paper. The upper edge is a little ragged with age and missing pieces as if torn from a folio. The fourth drawing has also been torn from a notebook and is part diary, part sketchbook. The upper section shows three sketches of a bird, energetically captured in the stages of landing on grasses to the left. The birds are overpainted in watercolour, as are suggestions of upright tree trunks also on the left. Clouds and blue hills fill the distant horizon above a gentle green field, sweeping brown road and furrowed paddock on the right. Writing across the top part of the drawing is difficult to read. Words we can decipher appear to be, all is perfect love, here and now, through all eternity. There is no competition anywhere. Life, truth, love, always loving beauty. Life expressed, not competition. Text continues with a similar sentiment. In the foreground is a larger sketch of the bright blue bird, its beak near a camellia-like flower and leaves on the left, above which the words life, all beauty appear. The bird has stiff, stick-like legs and toes angled at the bottom, giving an energy to the short, perky tail and sketchy lines on the body of the bird. The outline of a shadow angles to the right. The fifth drawing is a darker, moody watercolour of a tall forest of trees in burnt umber and purples. Overhead, light purple clouds settle above a hill and valley on the right in the middle distance. As a group, there is a focus on strong vertical uprights and moody, sweeping, rounded shapes. Canopy of the trees echo the exaggerated curves of the cat's hunched back and the arch beneath its middle. The legs on the animals are limb or tree-like. The arrangement across the pieces echoes the drift, continuity and individuality of the Benwell pieces with which they hang. Alongside Boyd's muted watercolours, Benwell's figures draw out the more introspective aspects of Boyd's drawing practice, echoing his singular and dedicated approach to creative life.